Hello, good evening.
Hello, can I help you?
Thank you
Hello,
very much.
Hello, can I help you?
Hi, my name is Chris, ma'am. I'm calling you with Metro Research. Now, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting a quick survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Am I speaking with Grace?
Yes, but I'm not going to be doing any survey. I don't want to answer any questions.
Grace, it is specifically for the African-American community. I will not ask for any of your personal information like social security number, not even your last name, none of that, date of birth, none of that. It's just simple questions. You can express yourself. If there's a question you feel not to answer, let me know, and we'll move on with the next one. Here's the first question. The first question is if you are in a safe place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone. No, we're reaching. Okay. Now, the next one is just to be sure we have a representation of everybody, may I ask you what race are you?
Caribbean.
Okay. If that will be like, how will you identify?
Yeah, Jamaican.
Well, that's a nationality. How will you identify yourself with what race or ethnicity, if you want to call it that way?
Well, I guess black.
Okay, thank you. And can I ask you, just to have a representation and make sure we're talking to adults, can I ask your age?
I would rather not answer that question.
Okay, just to make sure, because you show me here as, let's 65. Can I go ahead and proceed?
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In that case, let's move on with the next question. Thank you. I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or would not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, thinking about the direction where the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
You mean, what was the first part of the question?
Thinking about what the direction that the country is headed in. You feel very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, next one is thinking about issues facing the country. Now, which of the following issues do you think personally is the most issue that Congress needs to focus on? You can select up to two. Let me give you the options, and you can tell them which it will be the best answers for you, two of them. Now, first one is providing affordable child care, improving kindergarten to 12th grade public school education, fighting inflation, reducing crime, reducing gun violence, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, protecting the LGBTQ rights, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, improving the economy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, standing up to the rise in the racism and discrimination is the last one. What will be the top two for you?
I think racism and discrimination.
Racism and discrimination. Let me double check where's it at. Okay. That was, go all the way back. Racism and discrimination. Okay, let me start over. What's there? Education, fighting inflation, reducing violence, protecting women's health, investing in pregnancy, improving. There was Okay. And what will be the second one?
Gun violence.
Gun violence, okay. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Gun violence, what's it at? I don't have, broke my glasses, so I'm having a little issue with this reading. Sorry about that, okay? You say gun violence, drugs, economy, investing, protecting women's rights. There it is. Thank you. Moving on with the next question. Highly appreciate your patience, ma'am. In thinking about how the economy is going, especially for you and your family, will you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Falling behind.
Thank you. Now, the next question is say, here are some reasons others have given for what they say crime is rising. Please tell me which you think are the biggest reasons. I'm going to read a list also. You can select up to two. Here's the first one. The first one says reduce funding for public services to help people in need. Too many young people not being properly raised. Inadequate programs to help lower income people. Lack of after-school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity, a lack of good-paying jobs and opportunities for people without a degree or job training, inflation and rising cost of living, making it harder for people to get by, a broken bail and parole system, which let criminals back on the street too quickly, too many guns flooding our street, a toxic culture like music, TV, video games, and movies that promote bad values, too many people suffering from mental illnesses on the street, prosecutors and elected officials who are not tough enough on crime, and not enough police officers on the street. The last one, too many undocumented immigrants crossing the borders.
I would say the one about something with criminals and not giving them education or something when they're in prison. And then the other one was about it was close to that. Letting them out too early, something like that.
Okay. This is the one that I perceived, the second one that you just mentioned. A broken bail and parole system, which let criminals back on the street too quickly. Correct?
Right. Yep.
Okay. I'm selecting that one. And the other one will be, I can repeat it for you. Here I go. Reduce funding for public services to help people in need. Too many young people not being properly raised, inadequate programs to help lower income people, lack of after school programs and mentoring to keep children from criminal activity.
That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one.
And the one that you mentioned first, right? Broken bail and parole system. Okay. Thank you. Let's move on with the next question. And just a quick, we're at 30%. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism for public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Now, do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools? If you strongly support, please let me know if you strongly support or somewhat support. If you support, If you oppose, please let me know if you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose.
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. And the next one, I would like you to rate your feelings for some people in organization using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have never heard of the person or have no opinion, please let me know and we'll move on. Donald Trump.
So you said 100, 100 is feeling good about them or?
100, it means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them.
Okay. Okay.
0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means
gotcha.
That you... Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
0.
Thank you. Critical race theory, which is the CRT.
Critical race theory. I would say 50 on that one.
Thank you, ma'am. And Beyonce?
Beyonce?
Yes, ma'am.
I would say 80.
Thank you very much. And Joe Biden?
I would say 60.
Thank you. Barack Obama?
100.
Thank you, ma'am. The gay rights movement?
50.
Thank you. Kevin McCarthy?
10.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris?
50.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving on with the next part, just a quick, we already have 47%. I know it's a way up, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidate were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Donald Trump, as the Republican, and Joe Biden as the Democrat. For who would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you, ma'am. And switching things up a little bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life at all. You can choose any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Affirmative action ending.
8.
Thank you very much. The next one will be climate change.
8.
Thank you. Crime and violence in this country.
10.
Thank you. The country's economy going into a recession soon.
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you and highly appreciate your time, patience, and answer. Remember your opinion that is very important to the success of this research. We already have 55%. Moving on pretty quick here, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement for each one. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the policy. If you agree, please let me know if you strongly agree or somewhat agree. If you disagree, please let me know if you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree. Ban assault weapons.
Totally disagree. Strongly agree.
Okay,
wait a minute. Wait. Ban assault weapons.
Yes, ma'am.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And second one, children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
I agree.
Will you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you, ma'am. Next one. The government can highly appreciate your help, ma'am. I mean, I can feel that you have a little cold. Thank you very much for your time, patience, and answer. The next one is safe. The government should provide free child care to all families.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one, the government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Next one, you say the government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so the abortion is legal nationwide.
Disagree.
Okay, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And the other one is says the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
Agree. Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. And the last one on this part is a raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
Strongly agree.
Thank you very much. Moving on with the other part here, just a quick, we are already at 70%. Highly appreciate your time once again.
I don't know if you're in an area, it's getting a little like choppy, so I just wanted to let you know you might get cut off.
Okay, I will return the call, but I heard you perfectly. There are working here in the building, so it might be a little noise sometimes. My apologies. If any of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? I'm going to read you the list, and you can tell me which one you think it will be. Mothers adopting a child, fathers adopting a child, mothers giving birth to a child, sickness or serious injury, caring for family members with a serious health condition, when dealing with a mental health episode, death of a family member, or fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child.
They don't have a choice for all?
Well, if you would like to sell, that would be your answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's move on with the next question. Thank you. And the next question says, and thank you very much for being so patient. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
And I would say, for me, not often.
Okay. Remember, your opinion, it is very important to the success of these researches. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Please let me know if it applies to you or someone in the family or in your household, I should say. Violent crime such as assault.
No.
Okay. Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Thank you. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And we are already at 80%. Thank you very much. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Between 1st and 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate with a degree, postgraduate like master on a MBA law, PhD or MD?
Yeah, master's degree.
Okay, thank you. And are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Divorce.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, let's see, divorce was, okay, there it is. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever.
Every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you, ma'am, and we're almost done. Thank you very much. 87%, just probably a couple or three more questions at the most. I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations for each. Please tell me how often you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week. If you watch or read, please let me know if it's very often, somewhat often, not often, or never. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Very often.
Thank you. Fox News?
Not at all.
Okay. That would be not that often or seldom to never?
Never.
Okay. And CNN?
Very often.
Thank you, ma'am. And your local TV news?
Very often.
Thank you. MSNBC?
Often.
Okay. Would that be very often or somewhat often?
Somewhat, because I watch CNN more.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's move on with the, hopefully, it's the, probably one more after this one. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Now, would you say you feel a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you very much. Now, which of the following best describe your current health insurance coverage? Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse, employers, health insurance you bought and pay for yourself, or does not have health insurance?
Medicare.
Thank you very much. And who is the primary breadwinner in your household?
Myself.
Thank you. Now, would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household, including everyone in your household? Just stop me when I get to your category. Under 15,000, between 15,000 to 30,000, between 30,000 to 50,000, between 50,000 to 75,000, between 75,000 to 100,000, between 100,000.
That's it.
Between
75,000.
Okay. Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes, no.
Okay.
No.
Thank you very much. That was my last question. We have completed the survey. Highly appreciate your time, patient answer, and effort. Because I can tell you going through some little bit of cold, maybe. I have it myself.
Yeah. Just getting over it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I hope you get better and start feeling well. Highly appreciate your time once again. Thank you for your help. My name is Chris, and have yourself a wonderful night, man.
You too.
Thank you very much. Good night. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.